Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and this is my podcast. Today, I just was doing a little reflecting. I was talking to an old friend a couple days ago, and talking about the old days. You know, the old days are always those days that have passed, and you don't think about them very often. And then when somebody brings them up, then you spend the next few days thinking about, you know, everything that the old days represented. And in this particular case, we were talking about when we both worked for another company many years ago, and you know, we used to be part of a team that did a bunch of projects together, and you know, one of the things that he and I have long talked about is the concept of the growth and the expansion of the internet, and in particular, not just the internet per se, but also the broader concepts that lie behind the changes in home bandwidth. In 1999, I had a 128K ISDN line to my house. It was reasonably good bandwidth. I was dying for cable modem and USB, or excuse me, and DSL, but those were still a couple of years away from my neighborhood. And during that time, I struggled with bandwidth issues because when you started a large download, no one else in the house could use the internet. In fact, I think people will consider that the dark ages of the internet because you could only do really one thing at once. The world of Netflix hadn't really exploded yet. It was more, you know, the world of downloading an MSDN image and then reconstituting it on the other side, rehydrating it on the other side, and running it. So anyway, over the years, you know, I went to a DSL line, and I had a DSL line for about maybe 2 years, when the local cable company came along and offered me a very good deal. And for a short time, I actually had a router in my house, and I had the DSL line connected and the cable modem connected. But over time, I began to realize that no matter how much bandwidth my family sucked up, the reality was didn't need that much bandwidth. So I got rid of the DSL line. Excuse me. But for the most part, you know, continued down the cable modem path for a long time. In fact, when I moved to Maryland, we actually stayed in the cable modem world, waiting for the release of Verizon Fios. Verizon Fios was released about 8 months before we moved out of our house in Gaithersburg to our house in Germantown, where we've been able to continue it. And that is the concept of Fios, the concept of high-speed fiber optic internet to the house. The interesting thing is, during the time period, so back in the day when I only had one device downloading stuff from the internet, and it was, you know, to a degree frustrating for everybody in the house, now at any one time in our house there can be as many as 10 devices connected, downloading, and running a variety of things. Now, admittedly, if you get to the point where, you know, you have 3 people watching Netflix and 4 or 5 other people downloading everything under the sun, yes, the reality is, in fact, you will have a bandwidth issue. But for the most part, we have a number of wireless devices running around the house. We have 2 televisions connected directly to our Wi-Fi. We have, about 5 or 6 computers running at any one time, connected to the internet, connected and downloading materials. And then, of course, we have the computers that each of us has. Everybody in the house has a laptop. And on top of that, you know, Barb has 2 laptops, and I have 3 laptops. So there's a lot of connections to the internet at any one time in our house. And that's only possible because we've expanded the capabilities of the internet through the amount of bandwidth that's available. I used to say many years ago, back in the early, mid-90s time frame, that the internet wouldn't take off until home bandwidth was ubiquitous. Now that home bandwidth is ubiquitous, you know, I'm looking at the only barrier to cloud is the fact that not everybody has access to a cloud provider to get and store and manage the resources that they want to get. But the future bodes well for technology changes over time. So, this is Scott Anderson. This has been my podcast, just basically talking about the change in internet in my house over the past, 12, 15 years. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day.